This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Healthy Aging, providing you with the unique energy support of Pure NT Factor. NT Factor is the only nutritional formula clinically proven to reduce fatigue, whatever the cause, whether it be age, illness, or just being run down. NT Factor from Nutritional Therapeutics repairs damaged cells and restores healthy bacteria in your digestive tract. Clinical trials have shown NT Factor reduces fatigue by almost half, and it even reverses some symptoms of aging. I've been taking NT Factor for years with a 45-day money-back guarantee of nothing to lose. To order, call 800-982-9158. That's 800-982-9158. Or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. And it's a gorgeous weekend across the country, and it's a great time to gather health information. Settle back for this hour. Perhaps give us an hour or two, and we'll give you the most important health information of the week, plus a perspective on nutrition, hopefully something that'll enhance your health and longevity and that of your loved ones. You can call us at 877-726-8255. That's 877-726-TALK. And start dialing. We'll be taking your phone calls momentarily. We got all kinds of stuff for you today. We're going to talk a little later about the benefits of probiotics for something completely unforeseen for your bones. Also, curcumin for your brain. A big study validates the benefits of curcumin for memory and for prevention of Alzheimer's disease. 877-726-8255 is our number. And this week, well, what'd y'all have for breakfast? I'll tell you what I had for breakfast. I had a three-egg omelet with onions and mushrooms, and it's done a good job of tiding me over for several hours prior to this broadcast. And that's part of the 12 or 15 eggs that I have per week. These are full egg yolk eggs. I don't eschew the yolks like many people do. And this week I was cheered by, well, it's a little bit late, but better late than never, an editorial in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition entitled, "Goodbye to the Egg White Omelet. Welcome back to the Whole Egg Omelet." And I'll tell you about that in just a moment. But I dialed up the website of Egg Beaters, which is a egg product that is designed to be better than what Mother Nature made. It says here, and I'm reading about the health benefits of Egg Beaters, it says, while the traditional whole egg delivers a variety of important nutrients, it also contains fat, calories, and perish the thought, cholesterol, mostly found in its yolk, but Egg Beaters are all egg whites with no yolks, so when you choose to substitute Egg Beaters for shell eggs, you're making a smart choice for better health. And also, checking the website of Forks Over Knives, they're a vegan group that promotes avoidance of animal foods. And here's what they have to say to the question, what's wrong with eggs? They say, where to begin? Let's start with the obvious egg facts. Eggs have zero dietary fiber. Well, duh. And about 70% of the calories are from fat, a big portion of which is saturated. And they're also loaded with cholesterol, about 213 milligrams for an average-sized egg. And they say that for people with diabetes, cardiovascular disease, or high cholesterol, they're told to consume fewer than 200 milligrams of cholesterol each day. So every time you consume an egg, you're busted because it's more than 200 milligrams of cholesterol, 213 milligrams for an average-sized egg. And they say, in addition, humans have no biological need to consume any cholesterol at all. We make more than enough in our own bodies. And so that's the contention. And let's hear the facts, because there's an article in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition this month which evaluates the effects of eating eggs on cardiovascular risk factors. And they say here, evidence from randomized controlled trials has shown neutral or beneficial effects on markers of diabetes and coronary artery disease. These trials have found that the addition of eggs to the diet produced reductions in plasma insulin and insulin resistance, decreased inflammatory markers, and increased the formation of the large, beneficial, and fluffy good LDL, and also good HDL. And with regard to persons with type 2 diabetes, despite earlier concerns raised by studies that higher egg intake might increase coronary artery disease risk, more recent high-quality intervention studies indicate that there is no need for concern, provided eggs are consumed as part of a healthy, balanced diet. And in this issue of the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition, researchers reported a 3-month trial that compared the effects of a high egg diet, that's 12 eggs per week, that's me, with a low egg diet, less than 2 eggs per week, on lipid profiles. And they even did it in people who are already overweight with prediabetes or type 2 diabetes. So you'd think those would be the very people who should be avoiding egg yolks. And what they found is that the high egg diet compared with a low egg diet had no effects on total cholesterol, HDL or LDL cholesterol, triglycerides, or glycemic control, i.e. blood sugar, and the groups were matched for protein intake. But the high egg group reported less hunger and greater satiety after breakfast. Hey, folks, that's why I like to eat eggs and recommend them, because they tide you over for hours more. You're less likely to grab for a high-carb snack. They also found that the high egg diet from 3 to 12 months did not affect body weight, blood sugar, glycated hemoglobin, that's hemoglobin A1C, adiponectin, which is a marker for insulin resistance and weight gain, or various serum lipids, markers of inflammation or oxidative stress compared with a low egg diet. And here's the conclusion. Better late than never. I've been saying this for at least 25 years. Thus, despite eggs' high content of cholesterol and saturated fat from the yolk, perhaps it is time to say goodbye to the tasteless egg white omelet. And I say, high time for that sentiment. Thank you, American Journal of Clinical Nutrition. Usually, your conclusions come too late, but it's a welcome correction to veering off the road with the wrong dietary recommendations for several decades. And call your broker, sell your stocks in egg beaters. Dave from Ohio, welcome. How you doing?
Yeah, hello, doctor. There are three words mentioned on your program and podcast from time to time that I would like to know their meaning and ramifications. One is modulate, like immune modulation. The second, elemental, like elemental magnesium. And leaky gut. Does leaky gut primarily mean the small intestine or the large intestine or both?
Okay, so those are good questions. Let me run through them. When we talk about immune modulation, that's a refinement of the term immune enhancement. Yeah, you know, we want to enhance our immune systems, but also we're cognizant of the fact that some diseases are the result of over-exuberant immune systems. So we tend to think of immunity in a kind of a two-dimensional way, that it's kind of like, the dimmer switch in your living room, you know, that you turn up the lights or you turn down the lights. Well, actually, the immune system works in many dimensions, maybe more than three dimensions, maybe 40 or 50 dimensions. So Patients with immune disorders may have upregulated parts of their immune system and other parts of their immune system are downregulated. So when we say modulate, we mean, you know, kind of the Goldilocks principle. Not too hot, not too cold, just right. Just at the point where we're fending off infectious diseases, but at the same time not courting the risk of cancer or autoimmune disorders caused by an overexuberant immune system. When it comes to elemental, in regard to supplements, you know, when you buy a supplement, there's two ways to measure the potency of the supplement: by the weight of the supplement, and by, and this is in particular in regard to the minerals. So when you buy calcium carbonate, for example, not a very good or efficiently absorbed form of calcium, the pill may weigh a gram or 1,000 milligrams, but it may deliver just 300 milligrams of elemental calcium. And similarly, we like to look at that with magnesium. Some magnesiums, the pricier kinds, may have actually a relatively small percentage of the magnesium of the weight of the capsule as elemental magnesium, but because of the binding to chelates, mineral chelates, the magnesium is more efficiently delivered. It's more bioavailable. So we look, you know, always look for the elemental amounts of minerals that are delivered. And finally, when it comes to leaky gut, well, literally you don't have pin-sized holes in your GI tract, but you may have a change in intestinal permeability. So there's a change in the tight junctions, which normally keep things out in your small intestine, not your large intestine. It's all about your small intestine. And as a result, bacterial toxins and food allergens may traverse the gut wall. They don't belong in the circulatory system, but they travel through the bloodstream to remote parts of the body, to the joints, to the brain, to the liver. And these toxins or allergenic proteins can create reactions that cause a myriad of health problems. So we can measure leaky gut, we can do tests, and we can determine if patients have altered intestinal permeability. And the goal then is to seal the gut with dietary changes, with certain supplements like probiotics, with things like colostrum, which is an excellent gut sealer. We'll talk a little bit about that later in the program. And there you have it. Thanks for those good questions, Dave. I appreciate it. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Our number for Intelligent Medicine, 877-726-8255. We'll be right back with more.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As we age, forestalling and even reversing bone loss becomes more and more important. That's why I've created the Intelligent Medicine Bone Health Protocol, my personal supplement recommendations to ensure your skeletal health. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com. In addition to the Bone Health Protocol, you'll find easy-to-follow links from my supplement starter kit, Heart Health Protocol, and much more. As always, I strive to provide you with the tools you need to make informed choices beyond the cookie-cutter care of today's healthcare system, and these new protocols are an easy way for you to get the exact combination of targeted supplements you need to help you follow the intelligent medicine lifestyle. The same supplements I take myself and prescribe for my patients. And for a limited time, you'll get free shipping on all of your store orders. For more details, just go to drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com. drhoffmanstore.com.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics has a new look. Our bright green box is now bigger and features colorful fruits and vegetables to remind everyone of the healthy ingredients inside that are fermented for over 3 years, producing Dr. O'Hara's world-famous postbiotic metabolites. No other probiotic on the market today has our trademark postbiotics, which are the hallmark of restorative digestive well-being. A pioneer for over 30 years, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics understands that the rapidly growing probiotic market can be confusing. For this reason, we are proud to introduce another aspect on our new box, which features comprehensive and detailed product information. This will help you make an informed purchasing decision based on facts. Our box may be new, but inside is the same trusted probiotic formula that consumers worldwide have depended on for improved digestion for over 30 years, free of gluten, dairy, allergens, and GMOs. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at natural health retailers everywhere or on Amazon.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. And we're taking your phone calls, 877-726-8255, or alternatively, 877-726-TALK, if that makes it easier on you. And let's talk now to Ralph from the Bronx. Bronx is where I got my medical education at my alumni school, Albert Einstein College of Medicine. How are you doing, Ralph?
Very good, doctor. I am diabetic for 35 years. I lost my sight due to diabetes retinopathy. I had a kidney transplant about 3 years ago. However, was placed on Flomax for the last 3 years, even though I have no symptoms.
Yeah.
In your considered opinion, should I continue taking that medication?
Well, so first of all, your call illustrates the consequences of poorly controlled diabetes that attacks the eyes, causing a retinopathy and ultimately blindness. And, of course, it attacks the kidneys and, then patients either require transplant or dialysis. And so I'm not sure why you're on Flomax. Why would you be on Flomax if you're getting dialysis? You're not experiencing urinary frequency, right? So what do you think it's...
No, I'm not on dialysis. After the kidney transplant...
Oh, you had the transplant. I'm sorry. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, they put me on Flomax.
But are you experiencing urinary frequency?
None of those symptoms.
Yeah, so I'm not sure, there may be some underlying rationale to protect your kidneys. There is some consideration when you have diabetes that you kind of lose the nerves that tell you whether your bladder's full. And, maybe there's some consideration about protecting your kidneys with the Flomax. I don't know. But I would certainly ask your doctor if that medication is superfluous, because there is evidence that it's got cholinergic effects, as I wrote about in an article a few weeks ago in our newsletter. And these cholinergic medications can hasten the development of dementia and Alzheimer's disease, according to studies. So if it's unnecessary, it's not doing you any good, it's more of a lifestyle drug, in my opinion, helps to reduce tendency to pee a lot and wake up a lot in the middle of the night, or perhaps enable you to do longer car trips. But beyond that, it's not an essential medication that's, protecting your heart, something along those lines. So perhaps it's something you can jettison with permission of your doctor.
Okay.
Okay.
And thank you very much for producing a very informative show, Doctor.
Well, thank you so much for listening. Appreciate it. And, folks, here's some news about osteoporosis prevention. As we age, bone loss becomes more and more important. And here's a comprehensive formulation that supports optimal bone density. It's Osteothera plus Ipraflavone from one of my favorite vitamin companies, Claire Labs. Osteothera plus Ipraflavone helps inhibit bone resorption and promotes new bone formation. The Osteothera plus Ipraflavone formulation is vital for supporting the body in the formation and regeneration of bone to ensure your optimal skeletal health. I believe so much in Osteothera plus Ipraflavone that I've included it in the Intelligent Medicine Bone Health Protocol, and I recommend it to my patients. You can find it at our online dispensary at drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com for Osteothera plus Ipraflavone. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. Do you want to manage your blood pressure without medication? I have some exciting news about an effective non-drug treatment. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, here to tell you about the Zona Plus. It's a safe, easy way to lower your blood pressure naturally. It's so effective it works for 9 in 10 people. The Zona Plus is a high-tech smart device that guides you through a patented therapy that's personalized to your unique physiology. At least 22 clinical studies confirm regular use can result in an average decrease in blood pressure of 10% or more in just 4 to 8 weeks. To find out more, go to tryzona.com or call toll-free 888-408-6141. That's 888-408-6141 or tryzona.com. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, the company is offering you $50 off and free shipping. Just use the coupon code Hoffman at checkout. It's been a long time since I've been this excited about a new natural medical innovation, the Zona Plus, at tryzona.com. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. And we're taking your phone calls, 877-726-8255. We've had a couple of good calls so far, so let's keep them coming. And this item, you were just talking about osteoporosis prevention, and this is an amazing study. What can probiotics not do? It's incredible. I mean, obviously, they work on the gastrointestinal tract, helping people with constipation, diarrhea, leaky gut syndrome, inflammatory disorders of the gastrointestinal tract, but they also work on the brain. They may work on metabolism, helping people lose weight, reduce insulin resistance, and on and on and on it goes. Enhancing immunity. And here's a study that suggests that elderly people should take probiotics to preserve their bones. For the very first time, Swedish scientists have uncovered the first evidence to suggest that supplements full of good bacteria can benefit the skeleton. In this study, trials showed that women in their 70s taking probiotics halved their bone loss. That's incredible. And I'm looking at the study. It's in the Journal of Internal Medicine. And what they found is that in the 90 women who were included in the study, the use of a probiotic containing Lactobacillus reuteri, L-reuteri 6475. And by the way, I don't know if this is a commercially available, but or if it is the only probiotic that really does the job on bones. You know, what they're trying to do is they're trying to narrow down this probiotic thing so that they find that this probiotic works best for that, that probiotic works for another thing. And in this case, this particular strain of probiotic had been found to increase bone mineral density in mice, but its effect on the human skeleton was unknown. So they did the trial in some older women with lower bone density, and what they found was that the rate of bone loss was cut in half in the women who took this probiotic. It's a double-blind, placebo-controlled study, a relatively small study, but encouraging, and suggests that probiotics may be added to the arsenal of nutrients, such as osteothera with hyperflavone, and strontium, and of course additional vitamin D, vitamin K2, all these important constituents of bone health may be augmented by taking certain probiotics. Very, very exciting prospect. If you're suffering from frequent fatigue, let me share this tip with you. Do you know about the only nutritional formula clinically proven to reduce fatigue, whatever the cause, whether it be age, illness, or just being run down? Well, we've heard about it here on Intelligent Medicine. It's NT Factor from Nutritional Therapeutics. It works on the mitochondria. The mitochondria, of course, the powerhouses of your cells. And clinical trials have shown that NT Factor reduces fatigue by almost half, and it even reverses some symptoms of aging itself. And I'll share this testimonial with you. One listener writes, "I love this stuff. This product has brought this 70-year-old's energy back that was pretty much lost after suffering an autoimmune disorder. I credit NT Factor with getting me back to 10,000 steps or more every day and hiking up mountainsides again." You've heard me talk about ProPax with NT Factor. That's a one-stop shop for your vitamin and mineral needs. But a while ago, I suggested to the company that makes ProPax Nutritional Therapeutics that some people may want to keep their favorite multi and or fish oil and still harness the power of NT Factor alone, so healthy aging was born. It's the perfect accompaniment to whatever supplement regimen you're already taking, and it comes with a 45-day money-back guarantee. And now, for a limited time, when you buy one bottle of healthy aging, it's a BOGO. Buy one, get one free. So just use the coupon code Hoffman at checkout. I've personally been taking advantage of the restorative power of NT Factor for years, and I prescribe it to my patients. You can get healthy aging with NT Factor by calling 800-982-9158. That's 800-982-9158. Or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. HoffmanHealth.com. Remember to use the coupon code Hoffman at checkout to take advantage of the buy one, get one free offer. Okay, let's talk about the brain benefits of curcumin. Curcumin is reputed to help preserve the brain, but it was only recently that an article was published in the American Journal of Geriatric Psychiatry proving its brain benefits. It's the first long-term double-blind placebo-controlled trial of a bioavailable form of curcumin. It's called Theracurmin, made by Integrative Therapeutics, in case you want to follow that up. Theracurmin led to significant memory and attention benefits, plus, you know, and that's sometimes subjective. You know, okay, you do tests and you measure performance, and all right. But does it really change the brain? Does it slow the changes in the brain that are characteristic of the onset of dementia and Alzheimer's disease? Well, there are these tau proteins, which are indicative of progression to Alzheimer's disease, along with amyloid accumulation. And they did very specialized PET scans in these patients before and after the 18 months that they took Theracurmin. And by the way, they didn't take like 14 capsules a day. They took a realistic amount, 90 milligrams of Theracurmin twice daily versus placebo. Over the course of 18 months, it led to improved memory and attention in a group of adults aged, they were age 50 to 85, and they were not demented, but that's an age where memory tends to decline, and these individuals are at risk. Middle-aged individuals are at risk for brain changes that can ultimately lead to Alzheimer's disease. So it's a perfect group to study. And they found that the amyloid and tau accumulation in brain regions modulating mood and memory were decreased. So a very, very significant study. It's a real breakthrough in our understanding of how curcumin can protect the brain. So this item, if you read the New York Times, you'll find an article this week entitled, it was supposed to be an unbiased study of drinking. They wanted to call it Cheers. The Cheers study, these scientists like to goof around, and they like to name their studies based on sometimes tongue-twisting titles where the first letters spell something really cool. So this is called the Cardiovascular Health Effects of Ethanol Research Study, CHEERS, Cheers. It's kind of cute. But the problem is that it was rife with bias and conflict of interest because it was a study ostensibly to look at the heart benefits of alcohol. You know, for a long time it's been said, you know, drink a glass or two of wine every day and it'll protect your heart. But a lot of people have criticized this. That recommendation comes amidst a controversy over the health benefits of drinking. Yeah, there's some real strong signals that drinking red wine or even alcohol in general may reduce the risk of one specific condition, which is coronary artery disease, the risk of heart attacks or need for bypass surgery or stents. The evidence is fairly strong that that probably is the case. But alcohol does increase the risk of some other bad things, congestive heart failure, arrhythmias, stroke, cancer, liver disease, and drinking for some people leads to a lot of mayhem, you know, a lot of violence, depression, and, you know, a lot of dysfunctionality. So in this study, by the way, it's a huge study, $100 million study, it turns out they stacked the deck in favor of a study that would have demonstrated that drinking is good for you. But unfortunately, the researchers behind the study were behind the scenes coordinating with executives in the alcohol industry. It's almost like, you know, a study of cigarettes where behind the scenes the scientists are talking to tobacco executives. Or, in an even more realistic example, studies which exonerated the effects of sugar that were sponsored by Coke and Pepsi, where scientists were actually on the take from some of these big sugar-producing companies. And that actually happened. Research has uncovered collusion in the 1960s between sugar manufacturers and scientists who said, yeah, you know, sugar's fine, no problem, part of a healthy diet, and make sure you exercise and burn off the calories. Well, they were literally funded and gifted by the beverage industry and the sugar industry. Well, now, evidence of collusion between the alcoholic beverage industry and scientists who were trying to show that a little bit of moderate drinking is good for you. The study was intended to test the hypothesis that one drink a day is better for one's heart than none, among other benefits of moderate drinking. But its design was such that it would not pick up harms, such as an increase in cancer, particularly breast cancer in women. It did definite studies that show that risk of breast cancer is increased in women by as little as 2 or 3 drinks a week. Heart failure, too, that's one type of heart problem that's made worse by alcohol. And many other cancers, many, many other cancers, cancer of the esophagus and stomach and liver, pancreas, many other cancers are associated with alcohol consumption. So if you want to read the details, the articles in this week's New York Times, buried in a new National Institute of Health reported disturbing examples of coordination between scientists and the alcohol industry on a study that could have changed America's drinking habits. The Cheers study, they called it. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and our number for Intelligent Medicine, 877-726-8255. Get in on the action by calling us today.
Do you know there is a silent killer living among us? High blood pressure. It affects nearly 1 in 3 Americans and is a primary risk factor for stroke and heart attack. The CDC estimates that almost 20% of those with high blood pressure don't even know they have it. That's not surprising, since high blood pressure or hypertension is often symptomless. Research studies have shown that a daily dose of aged garlic extract can safely and effectively help to reduce blood pressure, as well as benefiting a number of other cardiovascular risk factors. And the most researched and highly respected aged garlic extract is all-natural Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Odorless and organically grown, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract has been clinically tested to support blood pressure and cardiovascular health. So, along with getting your blood pressure checked regularly, get Kyolic Formula 109 for blood pressure and cardiovascular support today. Available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere.
As we age, forestalling and even reversing bone loss becomes more and more important. This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman with a comprehensive formulation that supports optimal bone density to ensure your future bone health. It's Osteothera plus Ipraflavone from Claire Labs. Osteothera plus Ipraflavone helps inhibit bone resorption and promotes new bone formation. The Osteothera plus Ipraflavone formulation is vital for supporting the body in the formation and regeneration of bone to ensure your optimal skeletal health. I believe in Osteothera plus Ipraflavone so much that I've included it in the Intelligent Medicine Bone Health Protocol, and I recommend it to my patients. For more information and to purchase Osteothera plus Ipraflavone, just go to my online dispensary at drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com. drhoffmanstore.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here for you. And you can avail yourself of our advice by calling 877-726-8255. Let's talk to Christina from Connecticut. How are you?
Well, Hello, Dr. Hoffman. I have a question for you about calcium supplementation following hyperparathyroid surgery. My husband had two adenomas removed 2 weeks on Tuesday. Mm-hmm. And the surgeon told him to take 2,000 milligrams of calcium citrate. Mm-hmm. And until he goes back for the follow-up, which is sometime next week.
Yeah.
And she seemed to indicate that this may be a relatively long-term thing. I'm mm-hmm. curious to pick your brains about how safe that is to take mm-hmm. that much calcium.
Yeah, that's a really excellent question. It's an unusual circumstance because ordinarily I would say that's much too much for a male to take because it kind of exceeds the threshold of your needs for calcium. And the excess calcium in your bloodstream might flood the arteries and deposit itself on the arterial walls, contributing to atherosclerosis. You know, the calcification that we see on EBT heart scans is indicative of the potential for blockage. But this is an unusual circumstance. So what happened here is your husband probably had high calcium for a while and had his parathyroid gland or glands removed in parathyroid surgery. And so I think it's probably a routine precaution after that type of surgery for the doctors to recommend that you take extra calcium because your calcium might go from too high to too low without your parathyroids. And I guess the doctor's going to follow blood tests looking at levels of calcium to see if it's possible to reduce that dosage, which would ultimately be desirable because that's a pretty high dosage. But remember, the parathyroids control calcium metabolism. And when you have several of them removed, there are four of them, and if several are involved and you remove them, the opposite happens. You have low calcium, and low calcium is also a potential problem. So that's why she's urging that your husband take 2,000. It's an interesting kind of an outlying case about the use of calcium. I generally wouldn't recommend that high a dose, but this is a specific circumstance.
Right. Right. So I guess we just wait until the follow-up, and if she doesn't order blood work, we'll beg for it.
You know, I would love for you to call us in a few weeks and, you know, give us an account of what's happened to your husband's calcium as we do successive tests, because I want to see if that 2,000 is too much or not enough, and what's happening to his calcium after a time. It may simply adjust. Okay?
Right. It should adjust, and I think that the problem is that the parathyroid, the two remaining glands, were showing PTH levels at 14, which is mm-hmm. slightly below the 15 normal range, which is the low end of the normal range. So her thinking is that the parathyroids are a little bit lazy, and you got to wake them up.
Yeah. You know, and why are they lazy? They're lazy because they downregulated in response to the signal that there was too much calcium. Now, with the removal of these other overactive parathyroids, the ones that are remaining, the so-called normal ones, should upregulate, go back into normal range, create normal calcium metabolism, and there won't be a need for all that additional calcium. That's what's happening there. Kind of interesting case.
What was bugging me was if you keep on giving your body tons of calcium, is that going to say to the two remaining parathyroid glands, well, there's no need for you to secrete?
Yeah, that might be a consideration, and that's actually, you know, what sometimes happens when you take excessive vitamin D. Is there any recommendation about vitamin D in this case?
She didn't recommend it, but I'm giving them 2,000.
Yeah.
And I'm also giving them K2.
Yeah. Yeah. I would be, I'd be a little conservative about the vitamin D, because vitamin D, it's interesting. It's too much can actually damage the parathyroids, but not enough can cause the parathyroids to become hyperactive. Has his vitamin D been low prior to this?
I don't think we tested his vitamin D. I test mine all the time, but
I'll
have to look.
It might be useful to check that. Yeah, why don't you ask for that next time just to make sure that's not in the mix, because that can actually affect parathyroid function. Okay. Thanks for your call. Interesting situation. Let me tell you about this as a cautionary tale. You know, those laser pointers, they can be powerful. And here's a case report about a 9-year-old boy in Greece who permanently injured his left eye when he repeatedly gazed into a laser pointer's green beam. You know, laser pointers are regulated for safety, but sometimes, you know, staring them too long, or if you get one that's not properly regulated, you can literally perform laser surgery on yourself, zap your eye, create a macular hole, and in this case, this kid's vision permanently damaged. In one of his eyes, he's only going to have 2100 vision. That means that a person with a visual acuity of 2100 would have to be within 20 feet of a point of focus in order to see what a person with normal vision can see at 100 feet. So watch out for those laser pointers with your little kiddies. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, you know that fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, that support your cardiovascular, brain, nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. My preferred fish oil brand is Carlson. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to store. They source only the highest quality deep cold water fish using traditional sustainable methods. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity. I use Carlson myself, recommend it to my patients, and I've included Carlson in the Intelligent Medicine Protocol Starter Kit, available on my website, drhoffman.com. Carlson award-winning omega-3 nutritional supplements are available in soft gels and liquid form for those who have trouble swallowing pills. For more information, go to www.carlsonlabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide.